WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively into Chicken Palooza, our friends at Royal Farms. Make sure you're taking advantage of the Chicken Box Special. We got that going on all month this month, as well as next month, and the Maryland Crab Cake Tour begins very, very soon, right around the corner from this guy, Mike Resigliano, my dear artist friend. You know, Pike is sort of my oldest media friend. You're sort of my second oldest media friend from the News American and Sports First. But of course, from Buffalo, the Courier Express is how you wound up in Baltimore. And this is going to be one of the most fun segments we've ever done, Resig. I mean, for, you know, like, this is all about Buffalo because, like, they're playing Major League Baseball in Buffalo. You were in Buffalo, didn't even go to the game last week.
Oh, I know. It broke my heart that I couldn't go to the game, but we were camping, so I couldn't get there.
Well,
but
Luke and I were talking for weeks leading up as to whether we should get in the car and go up there. You remember back in January, I was all set to go to the playoff game, and I found out that the New York State government was going to make me come in on Thursday to get COVID tested to stay till Monday, and I'm like, 24 hours in Buffalo. I love Buffalo, Mike Bellani. I do, but I didn't need 5 days in Buffalo in January only to watch my team lose. So we thought about driving up because I have a stadium affinity. I did 30 ballparks in 30 days. Back in 15, I thought, here's a chance to see Major League Baseball in a place where no one thought they'd ever see Major League Baseball. Mike Bellani represents all things Buffalo. I guess I've known Mike not as long as Resig, but almost. It was back in the 80s. Bellani, I think you picked up the check that night before the Oilers lost to the Bills back in 1988-89. I fell in love that night in Buffalo. I think I owe you chicken wings and pizza at the Anchor Bar and some beef on weck proper.
Well, you know what, Dustin, number one, it's great being on here with you. I want to correct you. Buffalo did have Major League Baseball. You may not have been around, but it was 105 years ago when they were a member of the Federal League. And then prior to that, they're a member of the National League in the early 1890s for three seasons. But then, more importantly, in 1901, they were at the 11th hour and 59th minute to become a member of the American League. And somehow, you know, probably some corruption from Boston played out. The Boston Red Sox were selected for that franchise. And oh, so great. For the next 100 and some years, Buffalo did not have a major league team. Although under the ownership when I was GM, Bob and Mindy Rich, we were in as a finalist for the expansion derby, but they picked two states, Colorado and Florida.
Well, I remember that vividly because I've known you since before then. And when I met you, to color this whole thing, I met Resig when I was 15. I worked at the paper. We were together. He was a Buffalo guy. We fell in as friends. We were both on the east side of town. And we became friends. And the Buffalo thing happened while the Colts were gone. I was an Oiler fan. And we watched football together all the time. But we went up to Buffalo. And Resig spoke of you when we went up there. You were his friend that was trying to get Buffalo. We didn't even have Camp than yards now. We're talking 1987-88. We had just lost the Colts. And I went up to Buffalo, and I remember we had a fabulous meal together at the Anchor Bar. And I came back. I fell in love with a girl from Geneseo State. And I came back to a couple of Bison's games that next year. I remember Junior Noboa hitting for the cycle one day, coming in for the Indianapolis Racers. So I sat in that stadium. So I've been in the stadium, but I haven't thought about Buffalo baseball in like – even when I was there to see the Bills play six times in the last 15 years, I guess that dream was gone. Paint this for me because I saw you on TV. I had Todd Radom on last week who sort of invented the Buffalo Blue Jays logo last year. And I mean, we had a Baltimore Blue Jays logo for the 10 minutes the Blue Jays were going to play here, Tampa, the whole deal. I had Radom on last week because he actually went to the games last week. Then I'm watching TV. 3 days ago, the morning show, my wife watches NBC Morning Show. I'm like, this is Mike Bellani. I know Bellani. My wife's like, you know everybody. And I'm like, he'll be on a show in 3 days. Resig and I'll figure this out. We'll get to the bottom of all this. How are you? I mean, like, how's Buffalo? Give me the baseball thing that this actually happened. Because if if I'm Mike out in the, Cheektowaga and the Bills, are all I got, the Sabres and the Blue Jays show up for summer, I would go watch Vladimir Guerrero play baseball. That'd be exciting for me if I lived in Buffalo.
Absolutely. I mean, it's sort of surreal that here we have Major League Baseball really for the second season. But, before we begin, your guest here, Mike Grisigliano, one of my dearest friends and probably one of the most creative artists of all time, most phenomenal cartoonist, best thing that ever happened to Buffalo Courier Express. But on September 2nd of this year will be my 15th wedding anniversary. Do you know anyone who's been married 15 years who has yet to open a wedding gift from that year? I have Mike Grisigliano's wedding gift, and it isn't open.
There you go.
Nice. Right, look at that.
It is the Dom Blanion, and it's a typical Resig cartoon that has taken me 15 years to read every little nuance of.
Don't drink that ever. It'll kill you.
Resig made one of those for me at my 10th anniversary. This year's my 30th. So I have one that's 20 years old sitting at the radio station. It's getting a little – I wouldn't drink it, Resig.
This year's my 40th, so we all have milestones this year.
Wow.
Over for Terry and I, yeah.
Well,
Nestor and I might have to get a bottle and, pray on it and send it to you.
Well, Lonnie, I'm going to be honest with you. To open up this whole thing about Buffalo and baseball, Luke and I talked about coming up. I really did think about it, and I'm at the point in my life where, I've done a lot of things in my life, and the things I haven't done anymore, I want to go chase the Northern Lights, but I really don't need to chase Major League Baseball in Louisville or Buffalo or Albuquerque or Las Vegas or any Portland. And Lord knows, once they steal the Orioles and take them to Nashville, it'll be a mess around here. But for me, I almost came up. I had Todd on last week talking about pricing and all of that. But the Major League Baseball thing for Buffalo and the fact that it's not packed and all of that, give me a little vibe on how people there are about this, because I don't know that everybody in Buffalo is really a Blue Jays fan, right? Not at all.
No. Well, it's funny, but number one, if you really want to come up and maybe get resigned, we could get you up here on July 19. It's a Monday night. And you could see the Boston Red Sox take on the Toronto Blue Jays. And then the next day, we'll drive to Jamestown, and you could watch a college league game of the Jamestown Tarp Skunks.
Can you put the 10,000 Maniacs back together there? If you can do that, I'll come. How about that?
Holy man.
Not bad. We could go to the Lucy Museum out there.
You know what I've done, Mike? I there's video of this.
But okay. No, the cool thing about it, Nestor, is last year COVID hit, and I mean it was tragic and positive in a lot of ways. Positive in that there was some really good things that happened, but I would throw away all those good things because of the negative things and the good friends that I lost because of it. So hopefully COVID is getting safely into the history books and we could, just look back upon it. I certainly hope it doesn't go sideways and all the other viruses, but we're living in some pretty weird times compared to when we were back at the Courier and growing up a little bit. But so in any event, COVID hits. And you know what it did to pro sports. No one could go out. They're in bubbles, this and that. Well, the Jays, because of Trudeau, could not get over the border. So now they're in this big, where are we going to play? And they're looking at leaving spring training and maybe sharing a stadium. And that didn't work because of the Major League restrictions on the bubble. And really, Major League Baseball had about a 5 or 6 inch binder for every team. You had to follow every, rule they had. So long and short of it is they came to Buffalo, but they could play in front of no fans. And they built a visiting team clubhouse, huge, out in the parking lot. But they still had the bullpens in the foul territory. And one game, one of the outfielders on a visiting team you know, almost tripped and broke his leg on that bump. So when they had to come back here this year, that was one of the first things they had to do, was move those bullpens out behind the fence in center field. And then they said, you know, we need to upgrade these facilities. And that's what they did. They put millions of dollars into the infrastructure, built a huge clubhouse that's, you know, better than probably what they have at the Rogers Center in Toronto. So from the amenities standpoint, the players love it. The thing they miss is, you know, being in their home in Toronto, but their families are here. They're living in apartments right downtown, overlooking the ballpark. It's really been neat, but they want to get home. And I think they're anxious. And if I were a betting man, I'd say that the July 21 game against Boston could very well be the last major league game here. And who knows how long.
Mike Bellani is our guest. Mike Rossigliano is riding shotgun as well. And, of course, Rossig's been doing the art around here in Baltimore, and he and Mike have been friends forever. You know, the Buffalo thing and Buffalo being tread upon and all that. Rossig, all of your friends, family, and Mike, you live there. This Bills run has been something I think – they, you know, deserved for the community there. When I think of all the small places and small cities, us being one of them that have sort of been kicked around, Buffalo for football the last 15 years, it has not been good. This has been a nice little run.
This is here's Mike and I. Mike over here or on the other side here. And I at a Bills game way back when. So, yeah.
That's a Bison's jacket there, isn't it? I think
absolutely.
It is.
Bison's jacket on, of course. And, you know, we still root for the Bills here. I rooted for the Bills against the Ravens last year. Sorry, Ness. But no.
You won. You felt better than I did when it was over.
But loyalties in this house, you know.
Yeah, I see that Oriole hat on your head as well.
One thing I wanted to say is this trio right here, first of all, you two are two of the great characters. When I tell stories about people, I tell legendary stories about Nestor in Buffalo, and I tell legendary stories about Mike visiting Baltimore. And they're both amazing stories that we can't go into here. But
Mike, did you ever kiss Morgana in Baltimore? Is it possible that – because I did.
And that's the other tie we have, is all three of us have had – a lot of contact with Morgana the Kissing Band.
Not a lot of contact. Come on now. I mean, yeah. I had as much contact as Ripken did. You know what I mean?
You know, Nestor, I got to say that I'm really fortunate. I'm extremely blessed. I'm a very spiritual person. And, you know, as you may know, I was in a near-fatal bicycle accident in 1992. And some people may look, you know, I mean, I was on death's doorstep to the point that the surgeon.
And I didn't realize it was 30 years ago. I thought it was more recent than that, but that's
been. It is. Wow. It'll only be 29 on September 17. It'll be 30 next year. So we'll have to do a big, we're going to do a big celebration. And one of the things I want to do next year in 2022, which will be the 30th anniversary of it, is, as a result of the accident, I was wearing a bike helmet. It's a whole series of miracles. I won't bore you with the story. You can buy the book. I'll be writing it when I'm in Puerto Rico later this year. And speaking of books, have the Seasons of Buffalo Baseball, 1857 to 2020. Just go to Amazon.com. Maybe we'll get you to wear that on a T-shirt and that book up with your chickens.
Well, Mike, I would say for all of your historian-ness and trying to lure Major League Baseball to Buffalo low these many years ago, the fact that Rossig is wearing a Buffalo Blue Jays shirt, and, you know, I had Radom on last week talking about logos and all of that stuff. This has been a neat little thing to a dear friend of mine, actually, who lost her husband in a biking accident in Ocean City, Jackie McCusker from Nacho Mamas. It came on the show a couple months ago, and she said something that kind of hit me, and I had to think about it. She called it the blessings of COVID, you know, blessings of not that there could be any blessings in this, but the things that come out of it that have some grace, I guess, for Buffalo. 5 months of baseball, right? I mean, for you, after all these years, this is must have brought a tear to your eye to see a Major League Baseball game there, right?
It certainly put a huge dent in our bank account.
I asked Radom, why is nobody there? He's like, well, it's $50 to get in. I'm like, oh.
50? Like, so- oh, man, I'd love to find a $50 ticket. The Yankees, they jacked the price of everything. It was funny. I, as a season ticket holder, we had the first rights of getting tickets. And, you know, I asked my wife if I could use her credit card because she's an accounting person, and I'm like her sig when it comes to you know, balancing a checkbook. So at the end of the day, I was buying for friends and this and that. And you got to buy them on a phone and then transfer on a phone and then, you know, get money given back to you. At the end of the day, I had like $8,000 in tickets. The Yankee tickets were like $175 a ticket.
Holy man.
It was insane. And then as it got closer to the Yankee games, they jacked those prices up to $225. So that's almost like $1,000 in tickets for four people to go to a game.
Welcome to the big leagues, Bellani. And welcome to the big leagues. You're in the show now, baby.
But, you know, you're in Baltimore, and I in all my years of baseball, sports writing, everything, still to this day, my number one favorite trip was meeting Rasig in Baltimore and going to Camden Yards, which was a mirror of Pilot Field. When we built ours, HOK went to Baltimore and built Camden Yards. And Rasig, remember we sat in with Sid Thrift,
yeah.
And then I loved the dinner in Little Italy of Baltimore. Well, memorable.
That's a 30-minute segment by itself. Right there. That.
Well, Mike, we hope to get like baseball back to being relevant here for folks like you to want to come here from Buffalo to see baseball games again.
Sad. Hold on. You mentioned something earlier. You know, yeah, the O's aren't doing very well at all, and that's probably an understatement. I heard the game last night. The broadcasters were saying that it was about 140 degrees there. That threat of Nashville is a lot like when the Bills were in that period where, you know, Ralph Wilson, if they didn't sell enough tickets, they'd go to L.A., they'd go here. You know, I feel for you guys if those threats are around, because there are cities that are that want Major League Baseball, and one that I won't that you better put higher at the list is probably Las Vegas.
Well, I report on this every day, right? And obviously – you not getting a team and Denver getting a team, Miami and Tampa and Arizona. I remember those expansion drafts. I've been on the radio 30 years doing this. Major League Baseball's not been one to want to move teams around, right? I mean, the Giants and the White Sox were going to go to St. Petersburg. That sort of never happened. Oakland's still in Oakland, you know, against all odds. But they left Montreal. And when they left Montreal and they put the team here, it's changed everything here. I'm going to a Nationals game next week, right? So I live 38 miles. I live right here. This is where I live. It's for sale. Please buy it. $1 million view at half the price. And I'm going down to see the Padres play because my buddy Freddie Yeoman still runs the Padres after all these years. And Machado's in, and I have a Tony Gwynn jersey in my closet, so I'm going to go do that. Do you, as a Buffalonian, often go to Blue Jay? I mean, as a baseball fan in Western New York, how often do people – peace Bridget, passport it, do whatever you do and go into Toronto and say, I want to see the Jays. Even when they were good a couple of years ago and it was happening again. When I've been in Toronto the last 20 years, people in Toronto don't want to go to Toronto Blue Jays games. You know, I've been there when it's been very, very lonely. And I go back to Robbie Alomar and Jimmy Key and like all of that back in the 90s when it was 4 million people there, 4 million people here. But from the Buffalo perspective, they're trying to grow their brand, right? Like they want you driving over there now, even though they scalped the hell out of here the last 8 weeks.
Well, you know, it's funny. Early on, this is a Yankee town. And, you know, I think Harry Smith, who you referred to earlier on the Today Show, I think they wanted to come here for the Yankees Jay series. But the Jays pushed him to when Baltimore was here, saying that when Baltimore arrived, they would have been able to sell the whole stadium. I think quietly, I don't think the Jays PR people wanted NBC here to see the 8 or 9,000 people that were here cheering and wearing only Yankee stuff. It was unbelievable.
It was a Yankee home game?
Oh, my God. It was 90% Yankee fans at the Yankee Jays game. And early on, when we were affiliated with all these different teams, we tried like heck to bring the Yankees here many, many times. When they finally hooked up with the Jays, they're the natural for here. No pun intended.
Why were they ever in Columbus and Syracuse, like, to begin with? They were the Yankees. They could have been anywhere they wanted to be, right?
Yep. They were never in Syracuse. They were only in Columbus. And then they went to Scranton. But now
was it Tidewater was the Mets, right?
Yeah. Like,
where were the Yankees in the 70s?
Columbus.
Always. Okay. All right. I'm confused.
George Syracuse
was the Jays,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
George had some chipping things going on over there in Ohio. But the relationship now with Toronto and Buffalo is probably one of the best AAA Major League Baseball affiliations in baseball. And the fact that Mark Shapiro, who I think is one of the more brilliant front office executives, the president of the Jays, is in charge, he's using the same model he used when we were the AAA affiliate of the Cleveland Indians, and he was their farm director moving up there. That was the last time Buffalo had a championship team. He built it from within, and then the Indians were so good, you know, back then. That was, ironically, the year of my accident. He's doing the same thing now. I would predict that that trade they just did with Milwaukee is just only the beginning. I think you're going to see them do whatever they can to fill in that beleaguered bullpen. They're only four games out of a wild card spot, and they got Boston coming in here for three, and then later on the next month they have Boston. So you never, that's why they play the game. You never know what's going to happen, but I like the relationship. There are people from here that go there. There's a cross promotion between both clubs. But I'll tell you, there's more fans from Canada and Toronto that come down to Buffalo for the Bills games.
Mike Bellani is our guest, and Mike Versigliano. Go over, Sig.
Well, I wanted to say about the Jays, you know, like, I think this is what we're hoping for as Oriole fans here, is to see something like the Jays have, right? They have this incredible nucleus of young talent. Three major league stars, I guess, that were sons of stars in baseball.
I recognize all of them when they're standing my hands. Biggio, look at that.
And Bichette and Dante Bichette's son, all on Toronto. And, you know, we're hoping in a couple of years in Baltimore, we have this same kind of great young nucleus that they've been trying to build here.
Yeah, Mike, everybody's been going down to Bowie to see Adley Rutschman and see Grayson Rodriguez during this period of time. And for me, baseball's been harder to watch because of the strikeouts, the home runs. There's no action. There's no, you know, Louis Aparicio couldn't steal bases because they don't steal bases anymore. There's no hit and run because they don't hit and run anymore. So the MITification of baseball has made it a little tougher to just sit and watch a game, I think, and especially when your team's in last place. Mike Bellani's here. We're talking Buffalo baseball. We're talking Buffalo football. We're talking Buffalo sports history in Toronto. And it's a little Baltimore history. We put more Gannon. Mike, I can't believe behind your shoulder I see the San Diego Chicken. You got Ted Gianolis on the wall. Where's Versig?
I have Versig in my basement, my basement museum with a famous cartoon that he did of, I think, the last year at War Memorial Stadium. Here again, it takes you hours just to look at it. And even when you're done, you still see more things that you can't imagine one person could put in a cartoon.
Were you at the Rock Pile when they shot the Robert Redford there that night, Bellani? Were you in the crowd that night or no?
I was very close with that whole crew. But I've got a Versig right here on the inside, back cover of the seasons of Buffalo baseball. You can get it at Amazon.com.
That is a great book, by the way, Nestor.
Makes a perfect August 1st gift for any baseball fan in your life.
There you go.
Mike, I owe you wings, and I owe you pizza, and I probably owe you beer or anything you imbibe these days. If you do get down here for a ball game, by all means, it can even be a Buffalo Bills game. So, you know, I mean, we expect to play the Bills in January somewhere. We just hope it's not there this year.
You know what, Versig, why don't you look at your calendar for my wife has to go to Puerto Rico for 10 days starting August 21. Maybe that August 27, 28 weekend, if the O's are home, I'd I could take a little road.
So here's the deal. I happen to be doing a Maryland crab cake tour in August. I'm doing 30 crab cakes in 30 days in the state of Maryland. And by the end of the month,
where are you going to be that time?
Well, at the end of the month, I'm going to be fly fishing with Dan Rodericks out on the Savage River and glamping in a yurt. I didn't even know what a yurt was, but I'm going to sleep in one now. I will say this. The great Joe Madden is bringing the great Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout to Baltimore on Tuesday the 24th, Wednesday the 25th, and Thursday the 26th. I could make Tuesday the 24th happen. So that's my availability in this is Tuesday the 24th. I don't know if Ohtani's pitching. Mike, I was in New York last week. I scored Springsteen tickets on Thursday night. My wife and I went on Wednesday. Boss,
my man.
So we go up on Wednesday, and Ohtani's pitching in the Bronx against the Yankees.
Right.
And we walked 15 miles to the city. We never got in the subway. It was 100 degrees. It was literally the 100 degree day. And at 6 o'clock, we decided, nah, we're not going to go down to 34th Street. We're not doing it. It's too hot. We're not going to go. And I'm like, man, I'm going to regret not seeing Ohtani pitch in the Bronx. We're sitting in this Asian restaurant. I got my hair back like Seagal. I got my chopsticks out. My wife's like, check the app and see how that kid's doing. I look on the phone. It was the first inning, and he had given up 7 runs. And I'm like, we made a really good call doing a Sapporo and some Asian wings here instead of going to the – so I'm going to see him. I'm convinced that wasn't meant to be. Like, right. You weren't meant to die in that bike accident. I was not meant to see Shohei Ohtani pitch in the Bronx last week. Neither was anybody else, apparently, because he was out of the game in the first inning. So I still have a 1-in-5 shot of seeing Ohtani pitch. So I want to hold the 24th open. So Joe Madden's in town, right? I mean.
I love the Cubs.
Well, there you go. He's made a date.
I want to see Ohtani, too. He's amazing.
It's going to cost me a fortune in crab cakes. I'm taking you to Fadley's, all right?
All right. Hey, you know what? Do me a favor, email me the details of that. I'll look into the flights to come down there. That'd be fun.
You want me to email a guy that's only got a flip phone?
I have the rotor phone.
I will get the pigeons out the window here, and they will arrive up there in Amherst very, very soon. I appreciate you spending a night at a ball game with you, especially with the greatest baseball player on earth right now. Right, would be an interesting way to spend the Tuesday night.
What about Vlad Jr.? Where do you put Vlad Jr.?
I mean, that's the MVP race, right? Vlad and Ohtani. That's the MVP race in the American League.
I'm seeing Vlad play. I'm seeing the Buffalo/Toronto Blue Jays play on the 17th of August at Nats Park with Tom Perez, who's running for governor. So I'm putting together, we're having a Jimmy's crab cake, Baltimore crab cake for you. Hey, Rasig, I'm bringing Brandon Scott, our mayor, over to Coco's later on in the month. So hold the 22nd, maybe. All right.
All right. Hold the 22nd. Hang with the mayor. I'm in.
All right, like, I'm going to eat my peach cake. I heated my peach cake up, and this is a free plug. Because Rasig, you live amongst the best bakeries in Baltimore. Have you ever had peach cake like this?
I had peach cake that looked like that. I don't know if it's as good as that. But
No. You need to go up Harford Road to Fenwick Bakery.
Oh, okay, Fenwick, Fenwick, of course.
This is a Fenwick, but I don't sleep on the Woodley, okay, because that's right around the corner from you, too.
I
want to give some local love to some local bakers, because somebody gets up earlier in the morning than even I do to make this so effing delicious. And I just want to give them some love. That's all, because it's back. It's only back for 6 weeks. It's like cicadas or Buffalo Blue Jays. You got about 6 or 8 weeks to, you
know. Hey, Nestor, Nestor, I'm going to look at that 24th and get down there.
Will you be my celebrity that day for a crab cake? Cause I invited Joe Madden and he turned me down.
Absolutely. But I'll do this on the reverse. I'll get you, when we get off, I need help here, but send me your email or something, and I will send you the link for, we got to bring you here for a Wing Fest, and that's Labor Day weekend, and my buddy Drew Serza runs literally a Wing Fest. It used to be at the downtown ballpark, but because of the Jays and the uncertainty, he now is doing it at the former Rich Stadium, which is now Highmark Stadium. And it's the weekend before the Bills open their season. And it's literally wing restaurants from all over the country.
I swore I would only
come
to Buffalo for, you know, one of two things. And the disco thing was the thing I always wanted to do. They still do the disco party?
Yeah, the day after Thanksgiving.
Ah.
Rasig, you've always wanted to do that one, haven't you?
My wife would be fantastic at it, of course. She's a great dancer. But me, yeah, I'd be on the sidelines.
Is it still a big thing, Mike? I mean, there's still thousands of people doing
the
disco thing?
Oh, yeah, huge. Yeah, they obviously haven't had it, you know, in a couple of years because of COVID. But I think if everything continues to open up, it'll be, you know, bigger than ever.
I love you people in Buffalo. I mean, you had a great record store up there on the north side of town. I was going to tell you the beginning of this because you were breaking my balls about Buffalo and selling your book and all that. I did a whole travelogue back in the beginning of YouTube at 08, 09. We came up there. We lost some Kyle Bowler game. It was terrible. We got our ass kicked 9-6 or something. And I came up there. There was a place in North Tonawanda called Nestor's. Nestor's Red Hots. It was a hot dog ice cream storefront, right? And it's out of business now. I went up there. I have a hat. And I went up there, and it turns out North Tonawanda had some great beef on weck. It is the carousel capital of the world. And yeah. I went to the carousel museum. So, I mean, I've done some really – I haven't seen the world's biggest ball of twine in Jamestown or anything like that. But I have had wings in Depew, if that – you know what I mean? So I try to get around a little bit. I found – Jaworski sent me to his favorite Polish place in
Lackawanna.
Correct. So I've done the Buffalo tourism thing. I mean, I've tried at least.
And there's a carousel in downtown Buffalo now, Nestor. It was a museum, but now there's a carousel, and I rode it on this last trip. It's great. It's just brand new downtown.
All right.
Yep, well, it's right down at the waterfront. You know, that Nestor's Texas Red Hots on Webster Street is now known as a Louis Texas Red Hot.
Nestor's
sold out to Louis.
What a mistake.
Louis always gets me. Look, I got my passport. I can get across the Peace Bridge whenever Trudeau decides to let me in. So I've got this here, and I got my shots. I'm ready to go. Mike, I hope to see you in August, my friend, and I appreciate the kind invitation for wings and indigestion in Buffalo the first weekend of September.
All right, man. Hey, thank you. And there's Louis, if you can see him, who bought out Nestor's in North Tonawanda.
I want to say one thing before I go, and it's great being with you guys. I love the Blue Jays now. I love their young talent. But Cito still sucks.
Cito sucks.
Cito sucks.
And Mark Messina and Mike Messina will tell you. I'll tell you, too. Yeah. I'll find a shirt in mothball somewhere. Mike Bellani, legend in Buffalo, and Mike Rasigliano, legend in Gardenville, joining us here today. And, of course, some friendships, some fun, all of it brought to you by our friends Cole Roofing and Gordian Energy. Drinking my Rofo coffee in this mug here. I had Bill on earlier this week. We were talking about life after the pandemic. You find all that out at Baltimore Positive. We are with Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman at G&M, having some crab cakes, starting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour later on this week. Barry Glassman, Harford County Executive, joining us last week up at Barrett's. God, that crab cake was delicious at Barrett's on the Pike. Brandon Scott, 2 weeks from now at Coco's, and Johnny O will be joining us at Costas, and then the tour begins in earnest August 1st in Ocean City, Maryland.
But you guys never stop. It's amazing to me.
I am Nestor. We never
and
stop
I'm
talking.
I'm Mike Bellani in Buffalo, brought to you by the Seasons in Buffalo Baseball Book, available on Amazon.
I've lost control. We're Baltimore Positive.